Hey there, this is Rick Taylor. You're listening to the Weight Loss Mindset Podcast. What if I told you that the key to sustainable weight loss and vibrant health isn't found in the latest fad diet or calorie counting app? What if, instead, it lies in a simple yet profound shift in perspective from dieting to nourishing? Nourishment is a concept that goes beyond the mere act of eating. It encompasses the physical, emotional, and mental aspects of our relationship with food. Physical nourishment is about providing our bodies with the essential nutrients, hydration, and balance of food groups they need to thrive. It's understanding the role of macronutrients like proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and micronutrients like vitamins and minerals in maintaining optimal health. But nourishment doesn't stop there. Our food choices have a profound impact on our emotional well-being, influencing our mood and stress levels. Research has shown a strong link between gut health and mental health, suggesting that a diet rich in probiotics can improve mood. And let's not forget the cognitive benefits of a balanced diet. Omega-3 fatty acids found in fish, for example, are known to enhance brain function, improving concentration and memory. The diet trap. Why restrictive eating fails. So, if nourishment is the key, why do so many of us fall into the trap of restrictive dieting? The answer lies in the pervasive diet culture that surrounds us, promising quick fixes and miraculous transformations. But the reality is far less glamorous. The scarcity mindset induced by restrictive diets can actually lead to overeating, as our brains become fixated on the very foods we're trying to avoid. This often manifests in the phenomenon of cheat days, which can undermine long-term dietary goals. And the psychological and physical repercussions of chronic dieting are even more concerning. Neuroscience has shown that chronic dieting can alter the brain's reward system, leading to increased food cravings. This, in turn, can result in the yo-yo effect, where individuals experience repeated cycles of weight loss and gain. It's a vicious cycle that leaves many feeling frustrated, defeated, and disconnected from their bodies. The path to holistic nourishment, listening to your body. So how do we break free from the diet mentality and embrace a more holistic approach to nourishment? It starts with learning to listen to your body's signals. Understanding hunger and fullness cues is a crucial step in developing a healthy relationship with food. The concept of intuitive eating encourages eating based on physical hunger cues rather than emotional triggers. It's about honoring your body's needs and trusting that it knows what it needs to thrive. This doesn't mean eating with abandon, but rather tuning into your body's signals and responding with care and compassion. Emotional eating is another common pitfall that can derail our best intentions. While comfort foods can temporarily boost serotonin levels, a balanced diet is what sustains long-term mental health. Learning to distinguish between emotional hunger and physical hunger is key to breaking the cycle of emotional eating. Mindful eating practices can also be a powerful tool in fostering a more positive relationship with food. By being present during meals, without distractions like TV or smartphones, we can enhance our appreciation of food and prevent overeating. It's about savoring each bite, noticing the flavors, textures, and aromas, and tuning in to our body's signals of satiety. Building a sustainable relationship with food, embracing balance and joy. Ultimately, building a sustainable relationship with food is about shifting our perspective from one of control and restriction to one of care and nourishment. It's about embracing food as a friend, not an enemy. This doesn't mean abandoning all structure and indulging in every craving. Rather, it's about finding balance in our eating habits without the rigidity of strict dieting. It's about allowing ourselves to enjoy our favorite treats in moderation, without guilt or shame. Because when we approach food with a sense of flexibility and self-forgiveness, we're more likely to develop sustainable eating practices that truly nourish us. Variety and moderation are also key components of a healthy, balanced diet. Eating a rainbow of fruits and vegetables ensures a wide range of vitamins and minerals, while incorporating a diverse array of whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats provides the building blocks our bodies need to thrive. But nourishment isn't just about the nutrients on our plate. It's also about the joy and meaning we derive from our meals. Food is deeply intertwined with our social interactions and cultural traditions. Family gatherings and holiday meals often revolve around traditional dishes that foster a sense of belonging and happiness. By creating joyful and meaningful experiences around meals, we nourish not only our bodies, but also our souls. Embracing the journey to holistic nourishment. The journey from a diet-focused mindset to a nourishment-focused lifestyle is one of transformation and self-discovery. It's about honoring our bodies, minds, and spirits through the choices we make around food. It's a journey that requires self-compassion and a willingness to let go of the pursuit of perfection. It's about embracing progress over perfection and recognizing that slip-ups and setbacks are a natural part of the process. As we learn to nourish ourselves holistically, we may find that our relationship with food begins to shift. Instead of seeing food as the enemy, we start to view it as an ally in our quest for vibrant health and well-being. We may find that we naturally gravitate towards foods that make us feel good, both physically and emotionally. And as we learn to trust our bodies and honor our unique needs, we may find that the confidence and happiness we seek aren't dependent on reaching a certain number on the scale. Rather, they come from a deep sense of self-love and acceptance, a recognition of our inherent worth and beauty. So, to those who dream of reaching a point where they feel confident and happy in their own skin, know that the path to nourishment is one of self-discovery and self-care. It's a journey that requires patience, compassion, and a willingness to listen to the wisdom of your body. By embracing the principles of holistic nourishment, listening to your body's signals, finding balance and joy in your eating habits, and creating meaningful experiences around meals, you can begin to cultivate a relationship with food that truly nourishes you, body, mind, and spirit. Remember, the journey to nourishment is about more than just food. It's about honoring your unique needs and desires and creating a life that truly makes you feel good. So be kind to yourself, trust the process, and know that every small step you take towards nourishment is a step towards the vibrant health and happiness you deserve.